The headline reads, "Trustees, you're done. You are no longer the leaders of MSU. It is time you make room for those who should be." The State News, the newspaper published by Michigan State University students, issued that scathing editorial during this week's issue. And joining me in studio is State News Editor-in-Chief Rachel Fredette. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
In the first line, the editorial board wrote, "Nothing has changed since Luana K. Simon resigned from her position as MSU president nearly 4 years ago." Elaborate for me.
So when we write these editorials, we try and give a really good perspective of what the students and obviously right now the survivors are feeling. And I think all of that kind of reached a point where we met and we discussed this and we thought about how we've seen things go for these past few months. And I think we can say, you know, for what we do and what we watch, that the students are not happy. And therefore, we kind of have to be their voice and say what we think we've seen. And we haven't seen a lot of change.
Was there a moment or a statement by one or all of the trustees that made your newspaper believe there's no point of return? Was there a moment where the straw broke the camel's back, as they say?
Yeah, going back to kind of what we've heard from students and the survivors, I think looking at last week's board meeting on Friday, what we noticed is that they weren't really prepared for the amount of people that were going to be speaking to them. There was a lot of, you know, allegations, but I think what we've noticed is just over these past few months, they haven't really seemed prepared with a lot that's been going on. There's been statements made or there's been issues with whistleblowing certain people. I mean, it's just kind of been all over the place. And I think that's kind of what we were trying to get at, is that they don't seem prepared to be handling this. And that's why we were kind of proposing that there should be a change in leadership.
The editorial board also wrote, "The idea of having you choose our next president after you chose John Engler as interim president is simply terrifying." So why didn't the editorial board ask for Engler to step down?
I think that was actually something we really thought about, because it's something that we've been hearing from the students and as their voice and, you know, kind of trying to put that together into the editorial. What we noticed is that Engler was appointed by the board. The board has, you know, the power there. And that's kind of what we think is the bigger story there. The more important part of this is that if we're going to have a true change in leadership, if we're going to see MSU go in a different direction, which is what the students want to see and what the survivors want to see and the faculty, if we're going to see that, we need to see a different board. And I think that's what we're trying to get at, is because they appointed Engler, and that's the power that they hold. So we wanted to make sure to address them.
Have you had any reaction from the administration or any of the trustees?
We haven't seen any reaction. I don't think we will. We usually do not on our other editorials. I mean, they get asked about it, but no, they probably won't release a statement or anything. And that's all right. We were talking to the students, and I think that's what we were trying to get at.
And what kinds of reaction are you receiving from students?
I think the students are, I wouldn't say excited, but I think they read the editorial and they feel as if that they're being heard, that we were able to take something and kind of encapsulate what has been happening over these past few months. And I would hope that we did that, because, you know, as the State News, we advertise that we're their independent voice. And if we're not representing that, then we're not really doing our jobs.
Well, thank you, Rachel, for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking with Rachel Fredette, editor-in-chief of the State News, published by MSU students, and the paper's editorial demanding all MSU Board of Trustees resign. We have a link to the article on WKAR.org. Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.